knowledge, skill, and judgment. The audiologist has the legal authority to perform the reserved acts number 4 and number 5 and knows that some colleagues perform cerumen management. This audiologist has studied the procedure. However, she has never performed the procedure. Client factors. The audiologist determines that this client's condition is stable and would not be greatly impacted by the procedure if performed by a competent practitioner. However, there is a risk of damaging the ear canal, eardrum, and middle ear if the procedure is not performed properly. Environment. In this situation, the audiologist does not have the equipment needed to properly and safely perform the procedure. Nor does the audiologist have immediate access to a competent and experienced practitioner in cerumen management to consult with or who could oversee, should the audiologist decide to perform the procedure himself.